You're listening to a podcast from the CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.
May the 4th is the 42nd World Communications Day. Pope Benedict has given the day the theme, "The Media at the Crossroads Between Self-Promotion and Service, Searching for the Truth in Order to Share it with Others." In some countries of the world, sharing the truth with others is less easy than it is here in the UK. Today, we're talking to Father Bernardo Suarte. He's the director of Cygnus Rome Services, Cygnus being the World Catholic Association for Communication. Today, we'll look at how new technologies are improving lines of communication for African countries. But first, let's find out exactly what Father Bernardo's role involves at Cygnus.
Cygnus Services Rome, for the last 50 years, has been trying to support local churches, especially in the southern part of the world, with the new technologies for evangelization. I'm there since 2003, and all this time we have been trying to run four main departments. We have the audiovisual department, in which we build radio stations. So the word is really to build radio stations, because we prepare almost ready to use radio stations with the production material equipment, and also we provide the transmitters, the antenna systems, and all what is needed for audio editing. And we provide this especially to African dioceses, religious congregations mainly, and also privates, NGOs, and so on and so forth. And the second department, which is very important today, is on internet connectivity. This is very important. Maybe people know that communication, especially internet in Africa, is quite a problem. So we don't have many phone lines. Internet is so bad, and you can find internet facilities mostly in the cities, but outside the cities is almost impossible. So the services in Rome have been trying to provide this very much needed facility, especially to dioceses and religious congregations, NGOs, hospitals, universities, embassies. And this is an internet connection facility, not through the phones, but via satellite.
Is that expensive?
It's quite expensive for most of people. But if you compare the prices available in the market there, I think it's just a service.
At this stage, is that the only way to link up Africa and the African countries, basically, through the internet using satellite technology?
Well, I wouldn't say the only way, because as I told you, in the cities you can find the normal internet. It's not very of good quality, but at least you have this. And sometimes you can also have quite good internet connection. But for most scattered places, so our service is almost the only way of getting internet, especially in the smaller cities.
How much of it is about linking up an individual country, and how much is it linking that country to the rest of the world when it comes to communications?
Well, what we do now is, for example, let us take the example of Congo. Our subscribers so are connected to the internet, and through that connection they are connected to the world. That's normal internet, 24 hours a day. I still remember one bishop, he almost was crying before us, because he came to the office and said, "Look, for the very first time in my diocese, I could read the letter to the priests on Good Thursday, the letter of that year. Because of the difficulty of communication in the Congo, so he used to read to the priests the previous year's letter, you see. So, but with that connection, he can read, because he can go to the Vatican City site and get whatever document he wants, and many other websites he wants. So that's a way to be connected, not only in the Congo, or not only in the Cygnus, so to speak, network, but to the whole world. And that's why through this connection, so the diocese or the religious congregation can also have their own website and start communicating themselves and to the world, to the rest of the world. That's why this service is very, very much requested. At the moment, we have about 700 locations in Africa. We had problems at the beginning because we were using only one satellite covering not all of Africa, but now we have two satellites covering both Southern Africa and Western Africa parts of the continent. So,
do you have complete exposure of Africa now, or are there still some areas where it's very hard to build?
With the two satellites, we have a complete coverage of the whole Africa, including the northern part of Africa.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are we talking about when, I mean, you know, we're so used to broadband over here, you know, we have very fast connection speeds, big bandwidth. Whereabouts is it at the moment in terms of the quality of the connection?
Well, I won't give you the exact figures, but what I can definitely say is a 24 hours connection and a very speed connection. For example, myself, when I am on leave in my home area, which is not the capital, so we have that connection. It's almost like the connection here. So it's very speed, very good, and you just can do internet.
Yeah. You mentioned the bishop in Congo.
Yes.
And that's a very good example of how this is really changing ministry in many ways.
Yeah. Yeah.
How important is it, do you think?
We think it's very important. And that's why, as I told you, we not only have bishops asking for this service, we have hospitals asking for the service. And since we have an agreement with Polytechnic of Milan, especially for the hospitals run by Italians in Africa, so they do this distance sharing of data. You know, in most places in Africa, you don't have qualified medical doctors. With that connection, they can send via email their information and have help from bigger hospitals in Europe, wherever. So we also do this.
So it's as much about resources and making resources available as it is straightforward communication.
Yeah, I think so. And for this, it's very important. That's why we also have embassies, we have NGOs, we have many, many people requesting for that service. Not only for the internet service, which we know, email and whatever, but for distance learning also. We have an agreement for a platform for distance learning and a diocese in Angola producing the content in Portuguese for Portuguese users. And that's only possible with this connection, as you can see.
Is this changing the way African countries evangelize to the wider world?
Well, it's one way. We I think at some extent it's changing. But definitely because of the big distances and because of this, I said 700 location, but this is nothing for Africa. Africa is much bigger than that. So that's why we use both these modern ways of communicating, but also the traditional means, the small Christian communities, of course, the face-to-face communication for evangelization, for catechesis, and so on. But definitely, this is a challenge in positive this way for communications in Africa.
Father Bernardo Suarte there, Director of Cygnus Rome Services. For more from the Catholic Church in England and Wales, visit www.catholicchurch.org.uk.